All right, we'll call the meeting to order. It is June 23rd, 2021. It's 5 p.m. It's the regular meeting for the Sewage Commission Ordo Region. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
I am here.
Commissioner LaTulip.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Absent.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
I'm here.
Okay. We'll jump down to four, acknowledgement of visitors, which we don't have any, so. I did miss three. Sorry, flag salute.
Yeah.
If we could please stand and face the flag. Wow, thank you, Susan. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Get ahead of myself. Probably because I can't see. No, I'm all right. All right, four, acknowledgement of visitors. We have none. Five, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the board meeting minutes from last month's meeting were in your packet for review.
Does anybody have any questions of them?
No, I'd motion we accept.
Okay. Motion's been made by Commissioner Pittman, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds, to approve the board meeting minutes of May 26, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, six, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included our minutes from our safety meeting on June 17th, and they're in there, and they were also in the packet for your guys' review.
Any questions regarding the safety meeting minutes? All right, I'll make a motion that we approve the safety meeting minutes of June 17th, 2021.
Second.
Motion's made by myself, Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds, to approve the employee safety meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Number seven, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Fairbanks came in yesterday morning and we went over the warrants and found them all to be in good condition or good
order.
Order. There you go. Sorry.
I make a motion that the warrants that were paid at the meeting that we accept them through 26,795 through 26,845 in the amount of $118,515.24, including commissioner's checks number 10041 through 104446 and electronic transfer funds.
Second.
Motion's been made by Commissioner Fairbanks, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds, to approve the authorization of warrants on a grand total of $118,515.24. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Before we jump down to nine, Commissioner Mastalato is here. Hello.
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 We are on number nine for the election of officers, so the board will...
Number eight, fiscal reports.
Oh my God, he crossed it off.
You wouldn't get out of that job, would
you? You guys take over right now. Sorry. Eight, fiscal reports. So we had the fiscal reports for May 2021 in our packets.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I included those in your packets for your guys' review.
There's no motion on those, just for our review.
Yep.
Any questions regarding the fiscal reports from anyone? Before I speed up and jump down again. Okay, now we're on number nine, election of officers.
So yes, Mr. Chairman, as the clerk, I will now take the gavel.
You may have it.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I will entertain a nomination for chairman for the upcoming fiscal year.
So I know it goes to the city. Do either one of you gentlemen have a preference?
I'm going to nominate the Chuck Reynolds.
I would rather nominate Dave Pittman.
Do we
Do you got time for that, Dave? I've got plenty on my plate.
No, I'm fine. Okay. With it. I'd served once before when I came from when filling in for Janet, so I'm fine with it. No,
yeah.
No problem.
So Commissioner,
I will second and close nomination.
And now.
And now we'll take a vote.
Yep. So all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. You're the new chair. Sorry, next one. And now we'll open it up for vice chair, which would be Lake Orville Public Utilities District. Do either one of you two have a preference of being the vice chair?
Well, I'm going to be the president of Lake Orville next year.
So this is good experience.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a retreat, Ryan, isn't it? No, it doesn't matter. Dee, do you have a preference?
No.
Would you rather Dee be?
Okay. I would rather Dee be for this year, and then the next time around, I'll do it.
Okay. I'll nominate Dee Fairbanks as
Thanks,
vice chair.
I'll second that nomination.
Okay, and you will close it?
I guess he has to close it.
We'll close the nominations.
Okay, so all in favor for Dee Fairbanks being the vice chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, there's our new officer.
Congratulations.
All right. Guess what? We'll just move it around here.
So does he take over right now?
No, next month.
Oh, next month.
It's the fiscal year, so July meeting, okay. Then you...
Power just went right to his head.
Give me that gavel.
Watch out.
So now we can go to 10. I don't think I missed one this time. CalPERS contribution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So every year we have to pay our unfunded liability. If we were to pay it now, all in one lump sum, it would be $185,409. And if we pay it over on a monthly monthly basis, it'll cost us an extra $6,380 at the end of the year. My recommendation, obviously, is to pay it now and save the commission the $6,380.
That's been our habit in the past.
That's what we've always done.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'll make a motion that we approve the CalPERS unfunded accrued liability payment of a lump sum of $185,409.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made by myself, Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Fairbanks, to do one lump sum payment for the CalPERS employer unfunded accrued liability for the lump sum of $185,409.
Is it 884 or 85?
$185,409.
Okay.
Did I miss
it? No, I was looking at the wrong document.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay. We'll jump down to 11, Resolution 07-21, which is the implementation of the California Family Rights Act.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we brought this one last month and had you guys, and you guys approved it. However, we were informed by counsel or attorney Scott Huber that we weren't correct in our interpretation of it. So we had to fix it and then have you guys to bring it back to you. So that was our fault. We didn't think that we, there's a clause where if you're 50 or less employees, you don't qualify for it. But we didn't realize that didn't count for government agencies. We're automatically in there no matter what. So that was our mistake. And so we're bringing it back after Mr. Huber corrected us.
Yeah, and board members, just to continue on from a little bit what Mr. Sturdivant just said, last month what was before you was a personnel policy. This is a resolution, and of course in the hierarchy of things, resolutions have a higher order than policies, and ordinances, which of course SCORE does not pass ordinances, but were you a city, you would have ordinances that take precedent over a resolution. So we do not have to go back and redo the personnel policy because the resolution will cover it. But it was something in the back of my mind that I was thinking about when I talked with some of my labor attorneys. We uncovered the exception. Public agencies are part of the federal, the FMLA, and regardless of number, whether it's 1 or 5 million, you know, employees, if you're a public agency, you're part of it. So,
okay.
So I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 0721, implementation of California Family Rights Act, CFRA.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made by Commissioner Reynolds, seconded by Commissioner Fairbanks to approve resolution 07-21, implementation of the California Family Rights Act, CFRA. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Reynolds. Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
I'm losing my mind here. I'm sorry about that. Commissioner Latula.
Yes.
I'm the voting member.
I'm really losing
my mind. That's okay. I say yes, though.
Commissioner High, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Yes.
All right. Done. 12.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
We probably put these in the wrong order. And not knowing what you guys are going to do on number 13, we might want to skip to 13 first and then do 12, because it's kind of putting the cart before the horse. If that was my fault. I should have put those in reverse order on the agenda.
No, that's fine. So we'll go to 13, award contract for influent pump station project.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we opened the bids on last Tuesday, the 15th, and the low bid came out at $7,171,451, which, as you guys know, was a lot more than we had expected it to be. Originally, when this project was designed, they had a $3.5 million price tag on it approximately. It jumped to $4.5 million. A couple months ago, Jacobs Engineering gave us an estimate of $5.2 million. Obviously, that was low, and it came in at $7.1 million. My recommendation, I think former manager Ray Souza would back me on this, is that even though that's a lot more money than we expected, and I don't take that lightly, I do recommend that we continue to push forward and make this thing happen. I feel like, you know, when Ray left, he had this project on the burner. It was ready to go. At that time, it was a $2.4 million project. That was 9 years ago. So here we sit. It's 3.5 times the cost because the former manager didn't act. I don't want to be in that same situation. I feel that it's very important and very needed that we move forward with this. So my recommendation would be that we award the contract to Gateway Pacific.
And they were obviously the lowest.
They were the low bidder, and they met all the qualifications. I had Jacobs Engineering really put the pedal to the metal and get that done so we'd have it ready for this meeting. And they met all the qualifications.
And just out of curiosity, Mr. Souza, did time run out on you? Your retirement hit and it just...
If you recall the financial issues that went down in 08, took the Obama administration to have shovel-ready projects, so I got with CH2M Hill. And since the existing primary pump station is on life support, we put this together. I acquired the land from the city. They granted us for free for a buck. I still own a buck, I think. All in all, we got it together. There has been some changes since I've been gone. I don't think they're large changes, but basically it's an in-ground system. It was $2.4 million without the C&M construction management in it. CHM Hill and I figured it would run around $2.6, $2.8, maybe at the high end. Handed it off to Scott, told him to use our money to get it done. Only because you don't have a choice. Pump station that's the heart blood of this plant is almost dead. It's been running since 1958, and it's had some major fires, floods. The pipes are rotted. We've had leaks. Thank God for Joe Brown, TID, who saved us in the 90s welding it. It's just, you cannot put another wire in it. The electrical system is completely maxed out. The conduits are rotting. I have a lot of sleepless nights with it. So make this short, not take up much of your time. I wanted it done prior to me leaving, but me leaving was something that, you know, after nearly 30 years here, it was time to go.
Yeah.
But it was handed off, and Scott, I think, looked at trying to get grant funding. And anybody that's ever dealt with grant funding and utilities understands it takes years. How long did it take?
We applied in 2016.
Yeah. So you don't have.
It's been 5 years
now.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it's $7.1 million. You could have got by with less than three. But all in all, it's one project that has to be done. And I really hope you do consider it.
Thank you for
that. So I put on the computer screen or on the monitors here, just I know you guys get this information in your, in the packet, but just to have it accessible for us all right now. So currently we have about $14 million in our unrestricted account, the LAIF account, our investment account. And with the cost of the construction and the cost of subtracting the grant funds, which we'll talk about in a second, which is 3.7, it should come to about 4.126 out of SCORE's bank account, which will leave us a balance of about $9.9 million. In the LAIF account, we still would have over $1 million in the capital funds account and close to $1 million in the RNCA account. So while I don't like the, you know, taking the third of our reserves and spending it, you know, as SCORE's been run very well financially throughout the years, we're in a position where we can do it.
Okay. One question I might ask, and I'm not shocked at the cost, is there any part of this in terms of scope that we could hold off on to save money if we need to? I'm just asking that question just because I think
there's no, sir, I don't, that question. I don't think that there is. I think it would be irresponsible of me as the manager to okay. to try to fudge something through.
No, I appreciate that. I just wanted to ask the question because I set the seat. I got to ask that kind of question. So, yeah, appreciate that. And I think it's I agree with Ray entirely. The history of things, it needs to get done. And also, the plant is basically an analog plant that needs to move to digital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a simple way to look at what's happening. And just because of time and history, it's not nobody's fault. It's just what it is. So.
It's a great plant, but time is not on its side.
Right.
So is this contractor notable? I mean, are we...
Yeah, we had some really good and strict requirements in the bid documents for them to get it. They had to have done numerous amounts of this type of project. They had to have 5 good recommendations. Yeah, they passed with flying colors. They did the expansion over at Chico. And I got good word from them. What I really took to heart was one of our operators here, Mitchell Maxwell, used to work at City of Colusa. I worked at City of Colusa previous to him. I have a really good relationship with the city manager there. And Gateway just did their expansion on the back of their plant, and they had no problems. They said that they avoided change orders like the plague, which is something that we really need once this is already really expensive. And he said that it was common for them to come in with cost saving measures like, hey, I think if we did this, we could save you money here, save you money here. So, and we've already started that when we got, not that we weren't doing that previous, but once we got that sticker shock, we kind of started going back through like, okay, what can we do? So yeah, they come pretty highly recommended.
I think it's only going to get more expensive. We've learned quite a lesson here, and we have the money right now, and SCORE is bringing in more revenue than they have in the past. I think it's the time to act is now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to be spending a lot more than that trying to fix the things that happened because of our pump station failure.
Wait till your next project.
Yeah,
I don't even want to talk about that one.
I might ask a question of the attorney. Does the attorney look at the contract and see any shout-outs or anything that concerns you?
No, nothing that concerns me. I will tell you the warning here. When I hear the former manager say things like, "Gee, this other agency really saved our bacon a while ago," when the pump station failed. That really causes some alarm bells to ring in my mind that, you know, it'd be great if you didn't have to spend the money, but there are some things you just have to spend the money on. Yeah. The environmental fines that the state may voluntarily issue if you have a spill and an ensuing cleanup would eclipse this number by quite a bit. Yeah. And then you'll still have to do this anyway.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we award the contract for the inflow pump station project to Gateway Pacific Contractors, Inc. For the amount of $7,171,451.
Second.
Motion's been made by myself, Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds. Because there's grant funding in this, is this a roll call? since we're not paying for the full thing. Attorney Huber?
Yeah, I would go ahead and do a roll call on this one.
Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley?
Yes.
Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Okay, we're done with 13. We'll jump back up to 12. So, sub-receipt, I think I said that right, recipient, maybe, agreement between the County of Butte and Sewage Commission, Orville Region, for a primary influent pump station.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So, Plant Supervisor Mike Casalsi worked very hard on this grant, and as we just heard, it took about 5 years to get, but we got it. And yeah, it's $3.776 and $154, and I believe $300,000 of that has to go to project management, but that's just an accounting thing, no problem there. So yeah, my recommendation obviously is that we accept that.
Right. Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the sub-recipient agreement between the County of Butte and Sewage Commission, Orville Region, for the primary influent pump station.
Second.
Motion's been made by myself, Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds, to enter into the agreement between the County of Butte and Sewage Commission, Orville Region, for the primary influent pump station. Is this money we're spending, or is this is the grant that we're getting?
This is the grant we're getting.
So,
yep.
Just all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Okay.
Good work. Thank you for.
Yeah, thank you.
No, Mike did a good job on that. That one was
a lot of work.
It was a lot of work for him.
So now we'll go to 14, Provost and Pritchard Amendment Number 1 to the Funding and Environmental Planning Services Contract.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So this is the contract we've been working on for a couple months with Provost and Pritchard. Attorney Huber got a nail down to say that they would finish the application for this cost after you guys approved after the board approved the design changes. Then we were able to give those to the engineering firm of Forrest and Pritchard, and they were able to give us the new cost. So that's why it took a couple months, because we had to figure out those design changes that you guys wanted. And here it is. I my recommendation is to award it and get done with the SRF application and start moving forward.
So now the new amount's $95,400.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Does anybody have any questions regarding the amendment to number 1 with Provost and Pritchard? No? No? Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the accept a contract amendment with Provost and Pritchard Consulting Group to complete the SRF State Revolving Fund application for the plan upgrade project. In the amount not to exceed $95,400.
Second.
Motion's been made by myself, Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Reynolds, to approve the contract amendment with Provost and Pritchard for the SRF application for the plant upgrade project in the amount not to exceed $95,400. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay. 15, discussion of future engineering and construction projects.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So I just wanted to, after last month where we selected Coleman Engineering to do SDC and construction management on the influent pump station project, I just wanted to come back to the board and get direction on how in the future you guys would like to handle engineering projects. Precedence here at SCORE, and Ray can speak to this, is Jacobs, formerly C.H. Shum Hill, has been our engineer of record and our contract engineer since the plant was built. And typically when we have projects, we send them up there, they design them, they give us a cost, we pay them, they do it. You guys wanted a different number to make sure that was a good number, which made total sense. So then I brought you a second quote from Coleman Engineering, actually a couple quotes, but second quote from Coleman Engineering, which you guys went to. My question for the future is, I believe we have three options here. We could stick to precedence and do what SCORE has done in the past, which is what I described, just give it to Jacobs and let them go. A second option is request for proposal every time. Go out for a quote and get on every project, have any design, any engineering firm that wants to throw in a design, give us a design and we choose, or the board chooses who they want to go. The third option, which is, I talked to the Thermalito manager, and their engineer, and then I talked to some other engineering firms, and this is kind of a way that I think could work and kind of fill both needs, is we get engineering on call list. So essentially we'd put Jacobs, you know, and two others of our choice, and then every, instead of having to go request for a proposal every time, we just call those three and get a proposal from those three rather than just putting it out for open bid. And we don't have to go out for bid because of the JPA. So any of those three options would work. From here on out, I just want to know which one to go, because last month was kind of, we were kind of in between both, and I felt like, and Jacobs felt like, it wasn't totally fair to them, and I agree, because Coleman had 1 month to look at their proposal, kind of dissect it and figure out how they could save money versus Jacobs, which kind of give them an unfair advantage in that.
Or Jacobs should have done a better job at proposing a contract that was, I'm trying to think of the right word, that was, I don't want to say more realistic, because luckily there was, but more competitive. It, just in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
You can say that the other one got to look at theirs and then say we can tweak it, but if you don't have somebody doing that, then it's very easy to just, oh, this is what it's going to be, here you go.
100%.
And that's kind of what we ran into, and that's why we wanted that second opinion.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you were wrong for wanting that at all. I understood, and especially when you asked me, when I gave you the $746,000, you said, well, is this what this stuff costs? And I said, I don't know, because I've never done this. 100%, I understand why you guys wanted the... and I just want to know just how to do it. I don't think it was wrong, right, better, worse. I just want to know what you guys want me to do in the future to make it a smoother process for all of us involved.
They had a month to look at their own proposal and come back with and offer the savings that the other company did as well, but they never said a word.
Yes, sir.
So I would be thinking, as a contractor, I would be going, hey, I wonder if there's anything I can do to sharpen my pencil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they didn't offer any. I think that it was just sort of expected that they were going to get it. Mm-hmm. Personally, I like the bidding process. I think we have a responsibility to the customers to, and I don't, so we've proven that everybody gave an honest proposal, but I think that through that process, we determine that. So I, but personally, I'm not against bidding competitively every time. I've been doing it all my life.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you get, I mean, I get jobs I never thought I would have, and I don't get jobs that I thought I had in the bag.
Yeah.
So.
And in my research, when I talked to Chris Heindel, the engineer over at Thermalito, he said, even if you guys chose to go the way you did with the precedents, he goes, it's every 3 or 4 years, you got to shop something, or like you said.
Just to keep them honest.
To keep them honest. So, no, you have a very good point.
I favor the third one, where we get some sort of qualification that they're able to perform the job, and not just let anybody get in.
Right, this qualified contractors. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think the third one covers that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, you know, you say three, it could be five, as
yes,
long as they or more, whatever. But after talking or hearing our lawyers talking about things, you know, there's people who are qualified to do certain things, and we need to be fitting into that mode.
Absolutely. There's a lot of projects that I have to pre-qualify for, and bonding is a big deal. So if they're not, you know, we'll get our pre-qualifications together, but they have to be able to bond the project. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're hanging out there on the hook.
Yeah.
I like number three as well, kind of have a set group that we that are in that. And now we could go out to them and they could, let's say there's three, and two of them could say, yeah, we're too busy right now, we don't have anything, and then we may go out for bid.
Yeah.
If that's what we chose to do, but it may not be a bad idea to have that group that's, that we know can do the work that we need done, kind of readily available to request proposals.
That definitely expedites the process. RFP is a great process and it works great, but it takes longer than if we just had, you know, three on-call engineers that we trusted and we knew that we could get good work from. Great. Then it's a quicker process. That's my only concern.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, if I can throw in a proposal here for you guys. SCORE historically has always had the Hill. Jacobs is still somewhat of the Hill. Here's something you may want to consider. You know, we've done this for 40 years. You keep Jacobs. And why? Because engineering firms, it's not just about construction here. It's the process. You don't have time to go to bid if you have a plant upset or something that's puking in the river. I've been through it. Believe me, I've been through it. You've got to have that one firm that has every ologist, every scientist, every, you know, single discipline they have, from, you know, accountants to economists and stuff. Firms like Jacob, I've never met Jacob, I've never talked to him, but they did buy seeds from him. You should always retain them to some degree, because it's not about construction, it's not about concrete, it's not about pipes. The Hill was more about the process. They have every nut and bolt in that building up in Reading from 1973 on. And the packaging plant upset, the olive plant upset, everything that we puked into that river, CH2M Hill covered our butts overnight. Wow. No bidding process. You don't have that luxury. So my recommendation, this is just some, I'm mind puking here, just something to think about. You keep Jacobs for those specific things. Then if you have construction projects, then you can call up, like we used to have Dan Cook, Alan Brown, we use North Star, we use Kennedy Jenks. For this, what we call the small stuff, we had our big engineer and our little engineer, okay? But, you know, there was the cement pipe guy, and then there was the process guy. But I would never recommend losing Jacobs because of the resources. Right. Now, that means that you still have another firm that, if you need something replaced, you go get a quote from them or something. But you should keep Jacobs for what they have to offer. And I'm going to close with this. It's U6 that's responsible for it. Not him. They make their decisions. But if you don't have somebody you can pick up the phone on a Saturday and call and say, we're puking in the river, and we have done this, you don't have that luxury. It's like the pump station, it's like everything else. Time's not your friend in this business.
Yeah.
It's not. So my recommendation, you keep Jacobs. Doesn't mean you spend money with them for maybe years, but you got him, her, him, them. And then you can use alternatives for if you wanted to build another distribution box or, you know, put an underground valve in or something.
I don't think the plan was to terminate the relationship.
No, it was talking about getting bids for everything.
No, I meant to keep Jacobs as our engineer of record. They have our general services contract right now. They still have money left on that. Keep them for that, because like Ray says, when I call them up and I go, hey, the inflow pump, they know exactly what I'm talking about immediately. I was more meaning future, like Rudy Creek. I have their design for Rudy Creek, or their quote for the design for Rudy Creek. I have it sitting on my desk. But I didn't want to bring it to you guys this month and have you go, well, I want another quote too. I just didn't want to waste your time like that. So that's why I came and want to get, so next month, do I need to have three quotes for the Rudy Creek pump station, or are you guys fine with just Jacobs? That was basically the goal here, because we have so many projects coming up. I don't want to waste your guys' time in meetings, bringing stuff back 2-3 times. You know, I know everyone's got busy lives, so I want to just be as efficient as I can and get done what you guys want me to get done in this process. So
I think what Ray's saying, basically, we have a consultant engineer group, and then we have a construction pre-qualification list. I think that's the simple way to look at it, because your point's very valid. I mean, there are things needed right now on a phone call, and that's just a protection of the whole plant and the services provided here.
And so, the reason I said it, folks, was because option three that you were talking about was three of them to get bids and quotes.
Right.
And again, we just, this business doesn't have the luxury of time.
No, sure. And it goes to the manager's need and the manager, you know, how soon does this have to happen? You know, and that's, I would want to reduce your flexibility with that, because that's your deal, and you don't need to have us down here, you know, shoveling stuff to help. It won't work very well.
What did us going with Coleman do to our relationship with Jacobs?
They weren't happy, obviously. They didn't pitch too big of a fit, but I think that they didn't pitch too big of a fit because of the big project that's on the horizon. And I think, you know, obviously you're not going to throw a fit over $700,000 when there's a $50 million project on the horizon.
So sometimes I get a little cynical and I play devil's advocate with stuff. This is my nature.
Yep.
So I look at, and I totally hear what you're saying, and I'm right, when there's an emergency that happens, we need to have somebody. What I would be afraid of possibly happening, and I'm not saying that it would, because I'm sure they're completely above board and fantastic individuals, is we didn't get this thing, but we're going to get the money back on different things, because when you call us when you need us, it's going to be a little bit more, and not have that anything to go against where this is the price,
or
we're going to pay it. Yeah. So but I understand there's times where we have to have an on-call engineer or someone that we're using,
scientists
and everything else,
scientists,
everything that they bring. But I also don't think that we did the wrong thing by getting a second opinion and going with another firm, because we can't just keep
taking their word for it.
We have, right.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. Like I said, I'm not trying to say that you guys took a wrong, right, or a different right. approach. I just want to know what approach you want me to take in the future. That's where I'm trying.
I do think you will save money in the future, because whoever designs your projects provide the construction management, because you're going to lose a lot in translation between two firms, especially larger projects, very large projects, mm-hmm. because they're always going to be one call after the other, and then the firm that designed it's going to charge you top price for the firm that's overseeing the construction itself.
Sure.
And you lose a lot in translation. So I think beneficially in the future, if you guys put your heads together, and try to keep it under one umbrella, it will be cheaper in the long run.
There was a point made at the last meeting too, that the first engineer could look at the second engineer's work and vice versa. So they'd be checking each other's work to make sure that we're getting the best quality.
Yeah, you know, and Scott, you didn't hear this, but you know, attorneys are like that too. Everybody can look at everybody else thing and they can find a million things different. Every time that happens, it costs you. It's like this, I don't know Coleman, I've never heard of him before, but you have a year-long project, and what's going to happen, because he didn't do the funny papers, Coleman didn't design it, he's going to have a lot of questions to Jacobs. Jacobs is going to pick up the phone and tick, tick, you pay hundreds of dollars per hour for this, and this is going to go on all year long. It's going to cost a lot in the end. I'm not saying it's not going to work out, don't get me wrong, it's going to be built and it's going to be fine. But when it's done, I hope you guys ask the manager to review it and see what kind of cost savings came out of it.
Sure.
So you know for the future what to do. But I would recommend try to keep everything under one umbrella if you can.
Cool. So I think everybody, or it sounds like, is in agreement with keeping with Jacobs, having an agreement with them moving forward, and then on maybe these bigger projects, either having the group or...
So for next month, for Rudy Creek, you guys would like me to go out and get a couple, at least two more bids.
So who did the original thing with Rudy Creek? It's Jacobs, correct?
Yep, CH2M.
Or CH2M.
Mm-hmm. And Sorry. Then Jacobs, yep.
Yeah.
How long have they been working on that project?
They haven't worked on it at all, other than just wrote up a general quote on what it would cost to design it.
So they haven't done any plan design work
that
or anything?
You know, just off the top of my head, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $370,000 or something like that. They're not the cheapest, but neither is like Corolla. Any of the big ones, they're just not cheap. That's just all there is to it. That's the benefit of a guy like Chad and Coleman. You know, he's got way less overhead, and he can come in and do stuff for a little bit cheaper. That's for sure. He also doesn't have the resources that a Jacobs has, though, too. So there's positives and negatives to every situation. I think it'll work out great with Chad. I'm not worried about that. I just, you know. time, like Ray said, time is not our friend here, so I'm just trying to smooth out the process, get everything as quick and efficient as I can get it so we can get these things, get shovels in the ground.
As the manager, what do you want to see with Ready Creek? What would be your recommendation as sitting here right now? Would it be go with Jacobs on the project?
To be honest, it would. Jacobs never shown me any reason not to want to go with them and push forward. You know, a 1.5% difference between, you know, a powerhouse like Jacobs and a smaller firm like Coleman, to me, was to be expected.
So
I would go with Jacobs. That's my recommendation. I'm not saying that, that anybody else wouldn't do a great job too, but that would be my recommendation.
And if I may, real quick, sorry. Again, this was project number two I handed off in 2012. That was Jamie Boucher and I working together at Twisted, was to get this going, handed it off. Something happened, lost in translation. Again, you have no time, because in the winter, that pump station's at 100%. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference between that pump station, I mean, SCOR's blessed with two pump stations that sit above two water bodies. And like Scott said, you puke into those water bodies, it's gonna be very dramatic what the state does to you. Mm-hmm. They just don't accept it anymore. The state doesn't have no leeway. And Rudy Creek also drains into the wildlife area. It just doesn't drain out too. It goes into the state wildlife area. So you're gonna have greater impacts. And of course, Feather River Pump Station, who when we designed it in the late 90s, has a lot of built-in safeguards because of those issues. So again, and I'm sorry to bear the bad news, but this pump station, you have no time. Rudy Creek, you have no time. That's the best I can say.
Okay. Well, and from the city's perspective, we need to get it done sooner than later, because just like you said, the costs are going to go up, and I believe we have the money for it, don't we? Yeah, so.
Yeah, and Bill was telling me that the money's available in the city. I talked with Bill about it. The other thing, too, is if you do have a major spill at Rudy Creek, the state would most likely come in and put a cease and desist on all building permits west of the pump station, and you guys don't want that.
No. Well, and I was told by, I think, David McNerf that the pump out at the subdivision, the other
Lakeside,
side, Lakeside,
is bigger
than Rudy Creek, so
if Thermalito, if they mess up, then we'll go underwater at Rudy Creek. Luckily, you know, they're pretty good at their job and they don't do that, but.
Yeah, the city's in a station.
We've had some close calls.
Yes. It's bigger than Rudy Creek.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mm-mm. Wow. Oh, I didn't know that one
well. Okay. Yeah, I'd say.
My thing would be take the recommendation of the manager and Scott as far as what you bring us next month for the Ready Creek. Mm-hmm. I think some of these major projects, we need to go out to bid on some of them. To keep people honest or to get, you know, be responsible with mm-hmm. with the monies that we're entrusted to spend from the constituents. That's my take on it.
Yes, sir. That's what we'll do.
Sounds good.
Do you let Jacobs know that we're going out to bid so he can obtain a new bid for us? Is that what you'll do?
We didn't. Typically, now if we change into this, yes, it'll be a competitive bid process and they'll know.
Would you let him know for this next one so he can amend his?
For the Rudy Creek one? Yeah. If that's what you guys want me to do, I was under the impression you guys just wanted me to bring Rudy Creek next month as from Jacobs, just the one design. But I mean, I can call Corollo. I can call, I can get more quotes. That's not.
Well, I think, and what listening to Ray, this Rudy Creek one has been on the table for almost too long.
Way too long.
I mean, we should have been doing this some time ago. Yeah. Dean, maybe you have some history too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'm fine with moving forward with Jacobs on this project. The city seems to have the money and they're not.
Okay, so I'll bring Rudy Creek from Jacobs, and then from here on out, any future projects, me and Michael will start working on a qualified engineer list, and then from here on out, we'll bring.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll just call them all and have them give us quotes.
Great, thank you.
All right, 16, attorney's report.
Nothing to report.
All right. Zero bill, perfect.
17 litigation. Problem.
Manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So there were no operational or maintenance issues this month. We did get a copy of our preliminary copy of our new MPDS permit. We're just going over it one last time, mainly because our environmental compliance supervisor wasn't here. She was on maternity leave, and she's too smart of a person not to give a shot to go over that thing real quick. So we wanted to get her eyes on it, and we'll give the state our final comments, and then that we should be running under the new permit October 1st, 2021. The new permit does have language in it that states that if the construction project for the upgrade was to happen and be completed before the new permit was over, then we would go into another new permit with tighter regulations because the new plant would be able to do that. But if it doesn't happen before then, which hopefully it does, but if it doesn't, then they'll write us a new permit at the end of that one. We're also going through the MSR, the Municipal Services Review. We filled out the questionnaire, met with LAFCO here, or at least LAFCO's consultant, and we're just awaiting any more information requests or anything like that. So we've kind of done our part on that. Staffing, I wanted to keep you guys in the loop on staffing. So Kendra Morgan, our environmental compliance supervisor, came back from maternity leave, healthy baby, healthy mama, so everything went good there. She's back, and Mike has been training her up on the environmental stuff since he was the former environmental guy. Everything's going good there. We had our final interview today for the final OIT position that you guys approved for hire. We're pretty sure we got a candidate. We're going to have one more discussion about it tomorrow and then offer employment. But another, we're kind of deciding between two really good candidates. One's a local guy, so that's probably going to work in his favor. But we'll add it all up tomorrow and make sure. But other than that, everything else is going great at SCORE. We're just trying to keep push forward and do a better job every day than we did the day before.
Good. Any questions of the manager?
One thing that I always look at the monthly flows and whatnot is,
yes, sir.
I'm trying to find out if the city's doing better or worse in terms of I&I. We've done a lot of work.
We don't have any I&I right now because it's not raining yet.
Right.
I'll tell you in December.
Okay.
I'll tell you in December,
and
January.
And that's the only thing I'm hoping for is just to rain. Let us know what's going on, because we are doing a lot of work. And yeah. I hope the work is valuable.
We've noticed it all.
The last few years.
All three entities, we've yeah. definitely noticed an improvement. It's not the same state that it was, you know, when Ray was dealing with it. You guys are doing a good job on that stuff. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
If there's no other questions, we'll go down to 18 visitors' comments, which we don't have any. So, commissioner and staff comments. Ray, you have anything else you want to say?
No.
Micah?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Glenn?
I am good.
Commissioner Reynolds?
Nothing.
Commissioner Pittman?
No, good.
I don't have anything either. Commissioner Latula? No. Commissioner Masalala?
Nope.
And Commissioner Fairbanks?
Not really.
Okay.
Actually, I should say something.
Go ahead.
This is my last night with you all, and I just want to thank you all for learning, and prayerfully, I'll be back on the next rotation.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a learning experience.
Yeah.
Thank you. You've done a good job.
Yeah, we had our rotational coming up, so you should be getting something for Manager Boucher. It'll be myself.
Commissioner Riston.
And Commissioner Riston.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's it. So it is 5:48, meeting adjourned.
You made it, Trev.
Yeah.
Done. Thank you very much.